Welcome back to WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer, producer of this program, and I'll be your host. Last month, The Trapdoor hosted a storytelling showcase at Calhoun Street Soup, Salads, and Spirits, called The Trapdoor Coming of Age. We are about to hear from the first storyteller from the night. Before we begin, special thanks to Ben Larson, Courtney Heiser, John Cheesebrew, and Becca Bell from The Trapdoor for hosting this event and helping to facilitate our broadcasting of the stories now. The first storyteller will be Andrew Zayer. Enjoy!
So this story happened about half a lifetime ago, which for me is 9 or 10 years, and it was in the fourth grade. And just a little context about me as a fourth grader, I was a pretty good kid. I paid attention in class. I was a good listener, a little bit of a nerd, teacher's pet, and I was really curious. I liked to read everything I could, but all sorts of subjects, mainly ancient history and animals, just anything. And I came from a good family. I'm not just saying that because my parents are there, but it's true. My dad was and still is a doctor at Parkview, and my mom worked at the school that I went to at the time. And I had an older brother, 15, and an older sister, 12. So I was the baby of the family. And it was that time of life for my sister where her body was starting to go through changes, puberty, you know? And my mom thought it'd be a good idea to get her this puberty book. And I remember it really well. I was sitting in the kitchen and my mom walks in with this book, The Care and Keeping of You. And underneath this, there's this sort of cartoonish colored pencil drawing of these three young girls. And they were older women for me at the time. And they were wearing nothing but towels. They just got out of the shower, and they were dripping wet, and underneath it said, The Body Book for Girls. So, me, a 10-year-old boy, I was quite intrigued by this, and I decided right then and there that I was going to steal this book, and I was going to learn what there was to learn. I wanted to know what needed to be cared for and kept. What was under those towels? So, I waited a few days until the opportunity was right, and nobody was in my sister's room, and nobody was in the living room. So I snuck over there, and I started looking around, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I looked in the bed, the bedside table, the bookshelf. I just couldn't find it. And I was getting kind of creeped out, because if my mom or sister walks in, it's going to look suspicious. I'm sneaking around in the room looking for something. I have to make up a story. And luckily, I found it in the closet, and it was under some other books. So I took it, and I put it under my shirt. And then I started sneaking out of the room. I went along the wall like this. I got to the wall, I looked around, and nobody was in the living room. So then I dashed into my room, I shut the door, and I locked it. So here I was, a naive 10-year-old boy. I walked in that room a boy, and I was going to come out a man. It was going to teach me everything I needed to know about the world, and I was pretty excited about it. So I got into bed, and I put the covers up, you know. I wanted to take my time, really savor this moment. And I started reading it. And I'm not going to lie, at first it was super boring. It was about braces and BO and acne, stuff like that. Not super interesting for a 10-year-old boy, and definitely not the reason I stole the book. Then it got into some more intriguing territory. It was talking about how to size your bra, and I had no idea what the numbers and letters meant. I still don't, but. And then I got to a section called Big Changes. And the first word on the page was periods. And at the time, my knowledge of periods extended to the punctuation. So I was really excited, and I was going to learn something new. So I opened the book, or I opened that page, and I started reading. And I don't think I can overstate how horrifying this is. It was despicable. It was so bad. It was unspeakably foul. It was almost so terrible that I couldn't believe it. I'm like, surely I'm misunderstanding this. So I kept reading and reading and reading. It just got worse and worse. And there were some graphic pictures for a 10-year-old boy. And I started to feel a weird sensation come over my body. And if any of you have ever seen an old TV set that has no signal, so that salt and pepper static signal, that's kind of what my body felt like. I had kind of tunnel vision, my head was sort of feeling weird, my ears were ringing, and then my vision kind of faded to black. This is probably a good time to tell you that I faint a lot. I probably fainted 30 or 40 times in my life, and that's not a joke. And it's always because I see something medical or bloody or something like that. And it doesn't help that my dad's a doctor. I remember one of the first times I fainted, he showed me this x-ray of a bone, and I passed out. And if you don't know what about x-rays, they're just black and white, and they're not gory at all. And another time, this could be a whole other story, but I somehow got a pebble in my ear, and when I heard I had to get it out, I fainted. So this wasn't a new experience for me, but it takes you by surprise every time. So I wake up, I'm in my room, I'm a little confused, and I see this book laying on my chest. So I pick it up, and I start reading it. And I remember real quick what had happened. So I put it, and I throw it across the room. I don't want anything to do with it. So I'm sitting there, dazed, confused, violated, disgusted. I just sit there for a while until I have enough stamina to stand up so I'm not dizzy anymore. And I just pick up the book and I walk out. And it's kind of ironic how different the exit was to the entrance. I came in just victorious. I had taken this book. I was going to be a man. And then I left and I was less of a man than I was when I came in. So I just kind of sulked back to my sister's room. I put the book back. And I thought that was it. That's the end of the story. And I learned my lesson. Don't be a dirty pervert and steal your sister's puberty book. But unfortunately, that wasn't the end of the story. So I'm in fourth grade the next day. We're learning whatever fourth graders learn. Maybe that Christopher Columbus was some sort of a hero who didn't kill Native Americans. And usually I could pay attention pretty well. But that day, I couldn't. I just kept thinking about that in my book. And the more I thought about it, the more I started feeling dizzy. And the book said something about how it started at the ages of 9 to 15. And I started looking around the room and thinking to myself, there are 9 to 15-year-olds in this room. And that definitely didn't help. So I decided to do the one thing that you should never, ever, ever do if you're feeling dizzy. And I decided to stand up. And I passed out in class quite a few times. And believe it or not, passing out in front of your friends and peers and maybe a girl you have a crush on is not the most enjoyable experience. So I wanted to avoid that. So I thought if I went to the bathroom, maybe I'd be okay. So I asked the teacher if I could go to the bathroom. And she said I could. I got up, and like I said, I passed out in class before, and I actually passed out in that class about 2 weeks earlier, so they knew I was an at-risk child. And I was really pale when I stood up, so they sent someone out to make sure I was okay. And to my credit, I made the hallway, and then I made about 5 more feet, and they found me lying face down on the ground, unresponsive, and a puddle of blood. So I wake up, and all the kids are out. They'd heard something had gone on. They were looking at me. The teacher was shaking me, trying to get me up. And I was really confused. And I put my hand up to my chin. And it came back covered in blood. So apparently I'd fallen and hit my chin really hard on the carpet. And it split open. So I was laying there. And I had to wait for them to bring a wheelchair down. And they wheeled me down to the nurse's office. And luckily, like I said, my mom worked at the school. So I was waiting for her to come get me. And while I was waiting, I went to the bathroom, you know, to sort of clean up, wash the blood off my face. And I'd like to say that this story only hurt me. But I had some collateral damage as well. So I come out of the bathroom, and this kid, Braden was a kid in my class, and apparently he didn't like the sight of blood either. So I come out, and he's sitting in the middle of the room. He just has his head down, he's lolled over to one side. He's just barely hanging on. Like, he's almost dead, it looks like. And he looks up at me as I come out, sees the blood on my face, and he throws up all over. So then I go to the ER, get 6 stitches, and that's the end of the story. But I told my mom at the time that it was something totally unrelated that made me faint, that I hadn't stolen my sister's puberty book. And I actually didn't tell them the truth until about last year. When I was telling them, they were cracking up, obviously, because it's a funny story. My mom told me that if I wanted to steal the book, I didn't have to steal it, I could have just read it, and that she could have answered my questions. And I guess that's true, but I kind of thought it would be fun to be mischievous and naughty at the time. And then one of the best parts, my brother started cracking up, and then we asked him what was going on, and then he said, I stole that book too when I was younger. And he's actually in medical school right now, so it had a different effect on him than on me. So I don't know if I'd call this my biggest coming-of-age story. Everyone comes of age and stages, and I'm still coming of age in a way. But it had a real impact on me. It gave me a physical scar on my chin. It made me afraid of girls for longer than I cared to admit. And this may sound overdramatic, but it kind of made me see the world as more complicated and, in a way, disgusting and beautiful, too. And tonight is kind of a way for me to get over my fears. So I actually still have the book. So I think I've finally beaten it now. Thank you.
The Trapdoor Coming of Age will continue on WBOI Presents after a short break. Stay tuned.